Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Just like every Friday night, once you hear that music, you know it is time to imbibe and celebrate the weekend. It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9, brought to you by Senior Grubbies, now with two locations, their OG location, Carlsbad Village, and now the new spot you need to check out in Oceanside. Check them out at eatgrubbies.com. It's Jeremy, and with me, as always, our San Diego indie beer evangelist, Mr. Ken Wright. What happened to you this afternoon, by the way?
I opened a can of beer. It looked delicious. They called it an Australian sparkling ale. I thought, oh, this will be light and delicious. It was a hazy double IPA.
So 9%?
Yeah, about. And a big bowl of noodles. And I've been asleep for about an hour and a half. Slept like a baby. Slobber on the side of my face and everything, man. It was awesome.
Tonight, we're going to be hanging out with Newtopia Cider. We've got Rick and Ryan. Rick, welcome back to the program.
Thank you.
Good to see you.
Great to be back.
Ryan, welcome to the program for the first time.
Thank you very much.
Good to have you here. So I know what Rick does around here, but what do you do?
I handle the sales and distribution of this product for us.
This is a great alternative to drinking beer, especially when it's hot out during the summer and you want something that's refreshing in the afternoon, or say you can't drink beer. This is a product that anybody who has celiacs, anybody who has gluten intolerance, something that everybody can enjoy together, because you don't have to worry about it. It's all apples.
Yeah, and apples are 100% gluten-free, and it's nice. It's a nice alternative to wine or beer or spirits. It's really easy to consume in San Diego. The weather's perfect for it.
Well, you also have a slightly off-centered take on what you do with your ciders, Rick. It's Newtopia isn't just run-of-the-mill, all right, here's a green apple cider, here's a red apple cider. You have a very specific, like, apple blend that you do and you use, and then you throw weird twists on it. I say weird because I reference the Chimey River. There's one that has hops in it. It's a IPC, you call it?
You're absolutely right.
These are all flavor experiences.
That's what it has to be. I think cider today is what beer was 20 years ago. And so it's all about experience, hence our five apple blend. You know, that Fuji, Gala, Honeycrisp, Red Delicious, and Granny Smith.
Let's talk about the first cider that you brought tonight. This is, I love the name. It's you cannot not smile and say Fuji La La La.
Yes, it is. So it's a single varietal cider. So we, of that five apple blend Rick was talking about, we isolated this like a single varietal wine. So this is just 100% Fuji apple.
That's everything that is amazing Fuji. It's that sweetness that you get, that very full mouthfeel.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Now, you're not adding any extra sugars to this. This is all just the apple, right?
So we ferment down all the way to 0.994, so below zero. We ferment all the fermentable sugars out of it.
The sugar is gone from it. It tastes sweet.
So we ferment it down to zero, and then we back sweeten just a little bit of agave nectar.
Ah.
Yeah.
We'll get into some music, and then I want to talk with Ryan about where I can get my hands on some of these Newtopia cider cans, especially this Fuji La La, and we will drink that Fuji La La La, excuse me. We're going to drink the IPC coming up next. It's the Rock and Roll Happy Hour at Alt 94.9. Honestly, it could be cider that is the reason we have civilization, especially when you can do cool things like what Rick just mentioned. It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour at Alt 94.9. So exactly what I was talking about with Rick off air was the first cider we started our evening with. It was the Fuji La La La, and we were talking about different ways of enjoying that by the pool, and then you threw this underneath there. It was you said mix it with gin?
Yeah, I mean, it's a great, just nice blend to mix with. I mean, we do 13 ounces of our Fuji La 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 and blend it with 3 ounces of a craft gin, preferably here, out of a local San Diego distillery.
I like how you actually have it paired with the exact amount. But that's not your only collaboration. Say you worked with You and Yours gin for a something like that for a cocktail. This is something that crosses the line between what is Newtopia cider and what is San Diego's favorite love of the hops, IPAs, except this is what you call an IPC. This is the India Pale Cider. I'm in love. There's this really prevalent hop aroma on the nose.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm not
going
to get any of that except maybe some floralness when I drink it, right?
Mm-hmm.
You would think that hops, which are quite bitter, and cider, which are sweet, wouldn't really. Mm-hmm. You think they might be duking it out with each other, but
they work nicely together because you get like a little grapefruit off that too.
Oh yeah,
like almost a grapefruity type of finish, and there's no grapefruit in there.
It's all dry hopping, so it's essentially what happens with a lot of the modern hazies, is that you're getting the floral characteristics out of it instead of the bitterness, and what you do get is that grapefruity.
Yeah.
And I mean, it is just, what hop are you using in this?
Mosaic hops in this guy.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. He works real well with the apple.
Can't go wrong with those.
I mean, water and hops is great. I love it. I drink a lot of IPAs. But you pair another food with a hop, it's just a game changer.
So, now let's take this. Now, could you pair this with something like a food? Like, put your IPC with your ideal entree.
You'd like a lot of sweet and spicy barbecue. Korean food works really well.
Oh yeah,
like those Thai noodles they ate at lunchtime.
I was just thinking,
precisely.
This harkens back to your nap lunch.
Yes.
Except maybe because the hops aren't boiled, it wouldn't have knocked me out. Like
yep. This is just real, real good drinking. I think that's what makes it such a good pairing item. Now, the next one we've got coming up. Well, I guess we're going to wait on that. We'll take a break. Coming up next on the Rock and Roll Happy Hour. It's all 94.9. Yeah. Ken, how nervous did I look when Rick just did that thing that he just did? I forgot.
No, to me, you had that look of a kid like on Christmas morning, like, what's it going to be? What's it going to be? What's it going
to
be?
It wasn't that. It was, I forgot that Rick likes to do the high pour.
Right over your board?
He likes to break up and break out everything that this cider has to offer before we sample it.
But the sound effects on the snap, crackle, and pop on this one. Come on, man.
It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9. It's Jeremy with our San Diego Indie Beer Evangelist Ken Wright. We've also got Rick and Ryan from Newtopia Cider, and we've already drank our way through two amazing ciders you'll find Newtopia offering. Their IPC, their India Pale Cider, and their Fuji La La La, two which you can find in cans. And now, we were talking about your reach right now. If you're in San Diego, you can find the cans, but they're rare.
They're rare.
And then you're also making your way into LA too, so you're expanding.
Yes, we are starting to. So, recently we've partnered with Carl Strauss as our distributor locally. So they've taken us into that market, and we're starting to slowly grow our distribution footprint and creep up to Inland Empire, parts of LA.
Ken nailed it. This is even better than I remember it. And yeah, my memory seems to be pretty damn good. This next one, though, could absolutely cause me to have a heart attack because it is so damn good. We thought having hops and cider together were good, or having that very much that Fuji apple experience. This right here, Rick, I'm going to let you tell me about it.
So the first two ciders you drank were on the modern seasonal side. All of those types of ciders are fermented in our stainless steel tanks. This particular cider is more on the heritage style side. So it's barrel aged and fermented in red wine barrels. And so this is very traditional. A lot of people don't really have the palate for this. I'd say this is probably 2% of the cider market that has a knack for this native yeast Brettanomyces cider.
Oh, so wait, it's bready.
It's depth. It doesn't add that like horse blankiness to it.
Not at all. No.
There's sweetness to this. There's not.
I'm getting dry mineral flavors from it.
Correct. Yes.
It's not picking up. Are these first use red wine barrels? Because there's no like red tinge to the cider.
Nope. So we put it in barrel and fermented it. It's probably second or third use from this particular winery who's locally here in Ramona. They gave us wine barrels, and we just literally let it in barrel ferment with 600 pounds of white nectarines.
Ah.
No wonder you call it Nectar Queen.
Nectar Queen. Ah, you're absolutely right. It's kind of kinky.
I love it. It's kinky and it's delicious. There's stone fruitiness to it, but it's not like sweet. It's
complicated and delicious.
I would love to drink this next to something like Duck Duck Goose from Lost Abbey.
Because
you get almost that stone fruitness from that. I would love to see how these two play against each other.
This is a beer geeks cider.
Oh God.
Yes. Oh no, 100%.
But here's the thing. It's not limited to beer geeks. This is something anyone who has any sort of appreciative palate can enjoy.
Right.
Because, I mean, if you taste it, there's distinct layers to it.
Oh, boy.
And each sip, and as it's warming up here in the glass, I'm starting to get different things out of it.
Yeah.
You've heard the term cigar beer before. This is like a cigar cider.
How about a fine cheese?
Precisely.
There you go.
Yes. Yeah, a little bit of Humboldt Fog with this.
Yeah! Dude, this is like food and drink porn at the best.
And then while I hand Ken a napkin, we're going to take a break. We come back, talk about what's going on at Utopia Cider next on the Rock and Roll Happy Hour. It's Alt 94.9. I know that Ken is in a happy place when he starts singing along with the song.
Wolf.
It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9. It's Jeremy and Ken drinking with our friends from Utopia Cider. We've got Rick and Ryan, and we're just experiencing their wares again. We've had the Nectar Queen. Is that all gone? Are the bottles still available in your tasting rooms? Or I mean,
we do have a limited amount, limited small run we did, so we probably have maybe two cases left.
Oh my God, no. No.
We brought just these last bottles just for you guys to get a taste.
Such a tease.
But you'll do something equally magical again, I'm sure.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Utopia, after all. Everything they do is magical. Like the India Pale Cider we had, and the Fuji La La La, which I'm going to seek that out and nice. Buy a case of that because I
love it.
I want that. I want that for when I go on vacation. I want that for when I'm sitting in the backyard. I want that for breakfast in the morning. Bam, that's good. Well, you know, you can't drink all day if you don't start in the morning. Speaking of... one of those, we didn't get to talk about it when we were drinking it. The IPC was a medal-winning beer, wasn't it?
It was. It won this year, currently at San Diego International Beer Festival. It won a bronze medal for us.
Congratulations.
Excellent.
Thank you. We're very stoked on that one. It's been 3 years. We're real proud of the IPC, being that we're in the San Diego beer community, and hops are so prevalent here. And finally, it placed for us, so we're stoked on that.
Complimenting the hops in San Diego. It's right. Just, you can't go wrong. And then I know we mentioned earlier that you have your OG tasting room that is where?
Scripps Ranch?
Yes. So you have the Scripps Ranch one, and then a year ago, you opened up the one in San Marcos, and now you're getting ready for anniversary one for that spot?
Yeah, it's been really quick, I gotta be honest. I didn't think it would go so fast. No, it's worked out great up there. I mean, it's very hop forward. You see it in our sales. We have a hop series, and so there, you know, a lot of our hop ciders up there sell significantly. So it's been great. They've just, you know, they've taken us under their wing.
So for anniversary one, are you planning anything special?
Yes. So we have live music, of course. We'll have Cole and Barbecue for our anniversary up there. I think we're going to do a ton of raffles. It'll be great to have two new release ciders in bottle, which is coming off recently. One is with a collaboration with Lost Cause Meadery here locally here in San Diego.
Meat and a cider. Is that a...
Sizer?
Sizer?
Yes. We're bottling that up next week and getting that wax tipped bottles. And then we have our next collaboration with where Ryan and I are from. We're from Arizona. And so we're ASU graduates, of course, Sun Devils for days.
Dude, I wrecked my bike at ASU when I was 11 years old. And it was a couple of guys from the Sun Devil football team who put the forks back in place again. They were linebackers. They were really strong.
How old were you?
11. Actually, this is last week, but it sounds less creepy if I say I was 11.
Oh, funny.
What's the date that this is all going down?
We have an estimated time horizon within the next 60 days. So I'll put a date online, so follow us.
Oh,
you don't just get it like that. You got to follow us. Yeah. Go online at Natopia Cider. That's our handle. Hashtag Natopia Cider. Drink Natopia.
I can't say anything else after that other than that our last cider is going to be called Yeezy Rider. The smell of when Rick was pouring that last glass through the air, that this last cider is going to be absolutely insane. It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9, supported by Senior Grubbies, now with two locations, their original location in downtown Carlsbad, and then, of course, the new one in Oceanside. Find them online at Eat Grubbies. It's Jeremy with me, as always, our San Diego indie beer evangelist, Mr. Ken Wright. We've got Rick and Ryan from Utopia Cider, and I said I didn't feel it. Those words got pretty liquid coming out of my mouth.
You said downtown Carlsbad. It's like, no, they're in Scripps Ranch. What are you talking about?
Oh man, I'm still reeling from the Nectar Queen that we had from Utopia Cider, and then the Fuji Lala. I'm telling you right now, that is going to be a staple in the fridge. So you have to make a lot more of that.
I love that. Yeah, it's poolside, beachside. I mean, lakeside.
Poolside, beachside, lakeside.
Now this last cider. I don't know what you did when you created it, but it smells like a beast, and I cannot wait to talk about it.
This is our annual barrel-aged imperial cider that we will do every single year for our anniversary, and we'll release it only to our anniversary. Micro small batch. You know, one of the prerequisites is it's got to be a whiskey bourbon or a rum barrel-aged cider. And so, you know, we took this particular five apple blend and we fermented it in barrel for 4 months in Cutwater whiskey barrels, you know, essentially let that sit and then rack that off and infuse that with cacao nibs, hazelnut, vanilla, and cinnamon. So,
oh my God,
it's tripped me out how the hazelnut's really prominent. Really, don't you think, Ryan?
You guys are killing
how,
me.
How long is now? How old is this one?
This one was. It took 4 months to ferment in barrel, and then about 3 months to bottle condition. And then, so we started about 8 months to make.
The hazelnut is singing through this.
Isn't it prominent?
I would love to see over time how that would balance out, whether mm-hmm. the hazelnut would subside, you get a little more vanilla out of it,
right?
Or if you'd start to get some more of the cinnamon notes that would mm-hmm. come in the back end, because it's warming up in my hand as I'm drinking mm-hmm. it. I'm mm-hmm. starting to get just immensely different flavors from the time you poured it to where I'm drinking it now.
Oh, yeah.
This drinks like a craft cocktail.
Oh, 100%. It does. I mean, that's a great
analogy. It's got the carbonation. And the multiplicity of flavors. I would pay $20 for a 6 ounce glass of this in North Park.
Guys, don't stop what you're doing. Thank you for being here and celebrating this Friday night with us. And we're going to go out with this, and we're going to see you again soon.
Yes.
Cheers.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.